We're doing Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Kuf Yud Zayin. Mata ben Adam, Haseh Yiseta et Levavcha Larchiv Picha Ledaber Kol HaOleh Al Ruchacha Lakot Bechapcha Lirkoa Bragleha Kayal Yekapetz Bearim כאיש רואה בביתו ואין עליו שוטר ומושל, כי לא כיבדה נפשך רק אשר ראו עיניך. So, okay, it's a long run-on sentence. What are we discussing here? We're discussing the fear of God. And he says the fear of God can be divided among different people. There's the fear that's relevant to every man at every time. There's the fear that's relevant to every man, but only at specific times. There's the fear of God that's relevant to specific people all the time and to specific people at specific times. So he says the first type of fear of God is relevant to everyone at all times. If a person is willing to accept the yoke of heaven and yir'ah, and to admit that God is omnipotent, and when a person recognizes that, then he accepts that his behavior has to be in accord with what Hashem wants. And that's the first type of fear that's relevant to every person at every time. Technically, if you think about it, every action is affected by the recognition that he's sitting in front of someone important. If you think for a moment that you're standing in front of God, then even your smile, even the way you breathe, even the way you move, even the way you talk, everything is affected by the thought of respect that you're in someone in the presence of greatness. Now, why is it then, he says, V'ata ben Adam, now you son of man, haseiseitet levavcha, you lifted your heart, la'alchiv et picha, to widen your mouth, לדבר כל העולה על רוחך, to say whatever you feel like it. להכות בכפך, לרקוע ברגליך, you pound with your fist, you dance with your feet, כי היה לקפץ בערים, like a ram or ewbeck that jumps around the mountains, כי שורר בביתו. You walk around like your master of the house. ואין עליו שוטר ומושל, as though there's no one around here who's going to tell me what to do. Because you say, I'm only doing what I see, and what I see is I'm the boss, and I'm the boss, so who's going to tell me what to do? So he says, now you, blessed by Hashem, have some mercy over your soul and your life, and remove the shame that's really the habit of you. Meaning, as we grow up, we form certain habits, and one of the habits is lalechet shanan b'shalev kiish asheren lo noshe, to walk around peacefully as though there's no one who's going to tell me what to do. We all know that in the teenage years we enter that stage when we rebel. It's part of gaining self-identity, and part of the rebellion is you ain't going to tell me what to do. And so the first person we rebel against is our parents, right? They're the first problem, and so they're maybe the easiest to solve because there's a bond there that's not going to break so easy. So we could push, we could stretch that rubber band. The problem is that people hold on to that bad habit of rebelling and spending their life feeling like they're the boss and no one's going to tell them what to do. Uzchor et borecha. And the root of it all is remember your Creator. Hey, hello. There's a God in the world. Zuchor ki eved atal adon ha'olam. Remember that you are the servant of the master of the world. Yotzercha mibeten leved lo. He formed you in the womb to be his servant. V'tiyeh yirat Hashem al panecha. And the fear of God should be on your face. Ki enaf pekuchot al darchei bnei adam. Because God's looking. One of the first reasons why we don't have fear of God is because, where is he? And I don't see him getting too involved when I do things that he doesn't approve of. So, okay, so I know I ate meat, but I feel like having a candy bar. So, 6 hours haven't passed. No. So it's not that way. God's looking. That's the key point to being a God-fearing person, the recognition that he is looking. And the fact that he doesn't react right away, well, maybe he's giving you time to make amends. Hashgachato tmidit amitiyit. Recognize that God's looking, and it's true, and it's consistent. Lo mikrit v'nifsakiyit. It's not coincidental. And it's not something that's paused. God's taking a break. He's not looking now. It doesn't work that way. Atzmiit v'lo nifadit. God's hashgacha, when he looks at us, it's not something that's external. So then you could be focused or not focused. No, it's a part of what he is. He knows everything that's happening at every time. V'zarcha lecha yirat adonai Hashem shtzedakah u'marpeh. And then the fear of your master will shine upon you like the sun that's healing. And it will heal from the heel to the head. It'll heal a person from the actions he's been accustomed to. the mannerisms he's been accustomed to, the movements he's been accustomed to, and it will remove them and address a person with actions that are fitting him. Person walks around, sometimes you talk to different professionals and they give you the feeling like they run the world. You talk to a doctor and he can talk to you and tell you things like he's going to decide who's going to live and who's going to die. I don't remember how many years ago. Maybe 4 years ago. We were with two good friends. One of them was with a parent who was deathly ill in the hospital, and the other one was the doctor that was treating. So we're stuck in the middle. They're both our friends. And the doctor says to the woman, says to her, "Listen, lady, your husband's going to die. Finished. Get used to the idea. We've tried everything. He has a week, and you could be prepared sometime this week he's going to die." And the woman answered him, and I was very proud of the answer. She said to him, "I understand your opinion. I just want to remind you, you're not God." But the man lived longer, much longer. He did die eventually. But we had another story here in this community. There was a woman, she quoted the story publicly. She had serious fertility issues. And she went from doctor to doctor and they couldn't help her. And finally she went to the top expert, and the top expert looks at all her charts and her blood tests, and he says to her, he says, in Hebrew, it's like giveret, which means man. And then he stops and he says, "Look, I don't even know how to call you, because your hormonal levels are not that of a woman. So I don't even know if to call you sir or man. I know that in certain respects you're built like a woman, but in other respects you have to understand you're not a woman. You can't have kids. That's just not going to happen. You know, just like a man can't have kids, with your situation, it's not happening. So just give up and adopt." So he gives a whole long speech in front of her husband. And then, he gives her a whole long speech about how she's never going to have a child. Fine. She left him and didn't give up. She left him destroyed, she and her husband. And they decided they're not giving up. So they went to another doctor who wasn't so famous, and wasn't so interested in having so many successes, but was interested in really helping people. And he said, "I'll give it a shot. You know, top doctors have statistics. How many people could they help?" So they're very quick to nix people who they think is just not going to work, because he doesn't want to hurt his statistics. Mm-hmm. This wasn't the top doctor, so he was willing to try everything. And he said, "Lady, we're going to work together." And she said, "Can you guarantee me I'm going to have a kid?" He said, "There's only one who runs the show here who can guarantee yes or no, and I'm not that one. But I'm willing to tell you, I'll do my best together with you, and we'll see where we get to." She was in forced bed rest. They sewed her womb together. They sewed it shut so the baby wouldn't come out. They literally put stitches in her womb, stitched her womb closed, and put her in forced bed rest for 9 months. And after about 7 months, six or six and a half months, she gave birth to twins. And the twins were born preemies, and they worked very hard, but finally, I mean, they're both living here in this community. And when it came time to do the bris, so after months, after they got out of the neonatal intensive care unit, she said, "I want you to do one thing. That doctor, you have to call that other doctor, the first doctor who said I couldn't have kids, invite him to the bris." Mm-hmm. So the doctor who treated her in Shaarei Tzedek, that amazing doctor in Shaarei Tzedek, he calls this other doctor and says, "I have a bris this coming week. I want you to attend." So the doctor says, "What's going on? What do you mean?" But he says, "Don't worry. Just come. It's a bris. You have to come. You just have to see this bris." So this first doctor comes to the bris, and at the bris, he asks what's going on. So the woman walks over to him and says, "Look, I wanted you to come to this bris because when I spoke to you, you said it couldn't happen. And I needed to remind you that you're not God. I just wanted you to know that. And that's why I wanted you to come to this bris, to see two children you said wouldn't come to the world. Very often in life, we feel like we have the facts, we have the knowledge, we have the know-how, and somehow we feel like we know. And we have to remember, that's what he's saying here. Part of being a God-fearing person is pausing and recognizing, I don't run the show, I'm not the boss. And that's healing to a person. Because in truth, that facade that we build for ourselves, and we'll discuss it at greater length, our Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos later tonight, really focus on this point too. That facade is harmful to us as well. It's not only harmful to others around us. Even the way we walk, the way we behave, it's all reflective of that facade. V'tasireme alecha, and then he says, when you come to this recognition, you'll be able to remove these habits from upon you. Lilbosh tachtam tara'uy alecha, to dress instead of them that which is fitting to you. Ruach nemucha v'nefesh shefeila, a humble spirit, a modest spirit. Kemishpat arui lomed lifnei sar u'moshel. The way that's really fitting for one who recognizes that he's standing in front of a boss, in front of a ruler, that's the way a person should behave, and that's the way we should behave. He says that's what will come when a person comes to this recognition. I'm with you.